Yeah, obviously it's a sad day for me. I've spent I say 6 good years at Barnsley and got many fond memories. So it's a sad day, but it's football and life goes on.
Did you see it coming?
Well, I was out of contract, so I wasn't counting any chickens as far as a new contract is concerned. I think it would be stupid of any footballer to do that. I was just concentrating the way the season went as well on finishing well and staying in the league. That was the priority.
As you say, you arrived in, what, 2007? You've been through so many ups and downs, haven't you, through that time. What's it like to be associated with a club for so long, like Barnsley?
Obviously, if you're at a club for so long, you become attached to it. You know, you become attached to the fans and the people involved with the football club. I think that's the saddest part, really, because you'd be leaving a lot of friends behind. It's a very, very proud moment for me to captain the club as well. I just hope it did everyone proud, really.
You've played with some really good players throughout your time, but the group you've just left, how special was that?
Yeah, it was very special. I think no one really saw us surviving. If you look at our position around Christmas time, but the efforts of the lads and the run we put together, it was something special, and it was great to be part of.
And David Flitcroft as a manager, I mean, it's still up in the air whether he's going to re-sign, but the club seem confident he will. How important is it that he does re-sign it if Barnsley are to go forward, do you think?
Well, he's obviously shown what a manager he is, since he took charge. His record speaks for itself. He's a very honest guy, very transparent, and I think that's what the lads like about him, respect him for that. He's done, a terrific job since he took over. So it's, I think it's important that he stays at Barnsley to take the club forward.
And do you think he can move them on to the next level?
Yeah,
whatever that may be.
Yeah, well, it's difficult, isn't it? You've got to put a thing into perspective. Barnsley staying in this division is no mean feat. They've done it for same number of seasons now. And it just shows how difficult it is that you needed, 55 points to stay in the league this season. There's limited funds there, everyone knows that. I think the Barnsley fans aren't daft enough to think that we can compete financially with the bigger clubs. So we'll be up against it. Barnsley, we'll be up against it. But I think, obviously, David Flitcroft's the man to take the club forward and to battle against the other big names in the Championship.
I noticed the slip there. It's going to be hard for you, that, isn't it, to stop calling Barnsley we from now on?
Yeah, you'll have to forgive me. It's only been a day. it's football, though, and it's a new chapter in my career and one I'm looking forward to.
Highlight, Stephen. Got to be Anfield, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. The whole highlight that stands out is my first season at the club, coming from a difficult situation at Burnley. I don't hide the fact that I was really down. I didn't know where my career was going, really. And Barnsley gave me that chance to come and play first team football. The fans welcomed me into the club and been behind me ever since. So I've got a lot to thank Barnsley and the fans for, really.
Yeah, and on the fans, I noticed, obviously, when you were thanking them on Twitter last night, you got an incredible response. Were you overwhelmed by that?
Yeah, I think I said, it was completely overwhelming. The number of messages, good luck messages and thank you messages that I had. But I was just trying to get across that, I'd like to thank them. Because I said it was a difficult time of my career, my life, really. And, Barnsley helped to change that round.
So what now?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Like I've been saying, things tend to happen later in the summer period these days. So I'll have to be patient and see if anyone... would on a contract. We'll have to wait and see, and like I say, be patient.
You're 32, but you've got a lot of football left in you, haven't you?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm fit, and I still believe I've got a lot to offer a club, and I'll carry on playing until I believe otherwise.
Would you drop down a level?
You know, I'm out of contract, so beggars can't be choosers. I'd like to stay as high as possible, but obviously I'm willing to listen to all interested parties, as it were.